Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is breaking bread. Most mornings, the pretty young woman arrived at work before 8 a.m. to open the new bistro in town. She had started waiting on tables, but had worked up to become a manager. My own mother had the same trajectory in her path in the restaurant world. My mother got into this business directly after World War II, where she then worked in a shipyard for the U.S. Navy. She ended up living for a time in California back then. I'm sure she would have felt a kinship with the manager of the new bistro when the young woman remarked, "This neighborhood is really young and mixed, everyone living together, open to the world." My mom was always bringing her co-workers to our home for shared meals. For a kid like me, it turned out to be an ideal education, though I had not sought it. I had no idea I would be a chef. We lived in the Midwest, the land of white bread and bologna sandwiches. When her workmates came, it was an immersion in global cultures. When we broke bread at our home, it was Wonder Bread. But when my mom brought folks over, everything we ate took on a broader vista. I am not sure if Mama realized it, but she was planting some amazing seeds of curiosity with me. It is the kind of curiosity that emboldens one to inquire about what seeming strangers are cooking at their homes. When I am in the kitchen of someone else's, I ask a wide swath of the team what they cook at home, and then I find out where they are from and what maybe their grandmothers, mothers, and other family members like to cook and how. Sometimes they are surprised that a quote-unquote famous chef would be asking their opinions, but I would not have become well-known if I hadn't asked them. I didn't go to cooking school. I learned by breaking bread. The Bible uses the expression breaking of bread in different ways. One describes the early church breaking bread as part of their fellowship. The early Christians came together regularly for common meals, which included the breaking of bread. Acts 2:44 refers to them having everything in common, and this no doubt included sharing meals together, each one receiving from the others what they needed. In that new bistro, under exposed Edison-styled light bulbs, they served dishes like beef tataki with soy sauce and honey, alongside French classics like duck parmentier. Then, on a Friday evening, Islamist gunmen sprayed the bistro with bullets, killing 19 innocents. Miss Sadi, the French-born daughter of Tunisian immigrants, and several of her friends, including a Mexican woman, a Congolese man, and the Muslim partner of the restaurant's Jewish owner, were slaughtered. "My boss is a Jew. He was married to a Muslim," said Ellie Renton, a chef at the Paris bistro La Belle Equipe, who left the restaurant shortly before the attack. "White, black, Arab, who cares? They were all my friends." Jesus describes the breaking of the bread in these terms: "This is my body, broken for you." As we celebrate this holy season, I am gratefully aware I am my mother's son, my grandmother's grandson, and I know they would wish for me the celebration of the symbolic as well as the actual unification of faiths. Peace on earth. Break bread, brothers and sisters. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Go. Take a sister and buy